Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden, I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
You guys, welcome. Hello. Good morning. So Maka's like, we need to start with Biden's chin. And I feel like that is, that somebody needs to start a band that's called Biden's Chin immediately. Opening up for Biden's chin is no doubt. No doubt is opening up for Biden's chin.
You guys, what in the world? Okay, so it's bad enough that like Biden has something on his chin and has to receive a note from a staffer to alert him that there's something on his chin. But like, are you seriously going to be on camera reading the note and then eating whatever is on your chin? Are you really going to do that?
He's going to do it. He's going to
do it. He's going to do it. That's what he did, you guys. And it's like kind of yellow. Like I saw, I saw a zoomed in picture on whatever it was on his chin, and it was like, it was yellow.
Oh God, gross, Mom. Monday morning, why?
I don't know, I'm sorry.
You're gonna show us, aren't you? You're gonna show us a clip?
Well, yes, I will. But first, before I show it to you, because I wanna make sure people have a chance to come in, I wanted to read you this email from Lori Finelli about MyPillow because she said, hey, chicks, I had to email you. I just started about 6 months now watching you guys on Facebook and love every morning and every minute. I've stopped watching the news because it makes my head hurt. I'd much rather listen to you guys and laugh. It makes my day. My first order from MyPillow was the sheets. Love them. They make me feel like I'm at a hotel. So soft. I just got my second order. I ordered this time MyPillow pillows and towels. Can't wait to take my shower and go to sleep tonight. Thanks so much for talking me into ordering. And
they're
she
the best.
Could not be right more right.
The best. We're overflowing with MyPillow towels. I need to take some to our storage container because we live in this tiny cabin. And I look this morning and I go, this is out of control. We've got to... It's getting out of control. But I would recommend that you buy way more towels.
Yeah, really, you can't ever have enough because you're going to have guests and you're going to have, you know, you're going to want, when they're in the wash, you're going to want another set to be ready and available. They are the best. $39.99 right now if you use code
such a deal.
800-875-0513 or, of course, mypillow.com. All right. Of course, the big news appears to be that the CDC and the White House cannot get their collective shit together when it comes to messaging about COVID.
I mean, they cannot. Why would they start now? Why? Why start now, Mark?
But I mean, it was so bad that like, I guess there was a White House spokesperson who ripped on the New York Times and the Washington Post for having misleading headlines. Like, You know it's bad when the White House administration starts ripping the papers of record when it yeah. comes to their the side paper, of the aisle.
And the papers that lick their butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're in bed together. Like, basically, it's like boyfriend and girlfriend fighting. And it's like, but honey, stop. Stop it. No, you stop. Come on. This is the thing. They're fighting. They're boyfriend and girlfriend fighting. This is what's happening now. And we're watching it happen.
We're watching it happen.
Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was Rochelle Walensky, who literally got on Fox News, I guess on Friday night. And what's his name? The guy you call Teddy Ruxpin, Brett Baer.
Oh, Brett Baer is Teddy Ruxpin, you guys.
Yeah. He asks her directly, will there be federal vaccine mandates? Is that being considered? Her exact quote was, and I'm quoting here, "That's something that I think the administration is looking into. It's something I think we're looking to see approval of from the vaccine." So that was her quote. So naturally, the world exploded. The internet exploded because she, you know, Walensky, the CDC director, is saying, yes, there's probably that's under consideration to have a federal mandate. Literally like 20 to 30 minutes later, she sees the explosion, is forced to then go out on Twitter and say, to clarify, there will be no nationwide mandate. I was referring to mandates by private institutions and portions of the federal government. There will be no mandate. So even
like,
on something like that, they can't get their crap together.
But her quote was very different than what she clarified, don't you think?
Yeah.
Very different. There's a, yeah. So she obviously didn't know her crap going in. And that's pretty frightening considering that she is who she is and she has the job that she has.
Right?
And so do we trust any of these freaking people at this point? The answer for me, at least, is no. No. It's a huge resounding no. I don't trust you.
No. I just, they're so bad at this. They're so painfully, awfully bad.
Yeah.
I heard a stat on the radio coming in that like only 50% of people that were in some recent poll trust the CDC, which actually sounds like way more than I expected.
Yeah.
But when you think about the fact that just a couple of years ago it was 80%, that's huge.
Yeah.
That
and
they
then
cannot
ask them,
be trusted.
Then ask them how they vote. Ask that 50% how they've, I mean, let's just think about it. You say 50%, mm-hmm. ask them who they voted for in the last election. I mean, I could pretty much guarantee you that I know who that is. Because everything is politicized now. Everything.
Yeah.
And these people, Democrats blindly follow the CDC. Mm-hmm. They blindly follow Fauci. They blindly follow this administration, no matter how inept they are. They're just like, oh, they know what's best. I'm following the science.
No, yeah, speaking of science, so that D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, she's like, yeah, there's going to be a mandate for masks in inside places, outside places forever starting Saturday. I'm mandating it. So amen. And so and this is for vaccinated people, too. So she makes that announcement on Friday Friday, I think. And then she says it doesn't kick in until midnight on Saturday. And it's because after like Saturday morning, all these pictures started floating around of her in a backstage photo op with a bunch of people maskless at a Dave Chappelle show.
Oh,
and so people
God.
Are like, okay, so that's why you didn't want to have the mask mandate start until after you had your good time. And then mm-hmm. turns out Saturday she officiated a wedding. There were pictures of her without a mask at this giant wedding. I mean, she's such a hypocrite.
It's like, okay, Gavin Newsom. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. These people
either there's science about masks or there's not. But you can't be like, oh, yeah, we need masks, but we don't need them starting for another 48 hours.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
like COVID gives you notice.
Exactly. We need them on Tuesday because the virus doesn't like it's not going to like come near us until Tuesday. You guys, it's fine because that's science. That's Democrat science.
World.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with Lori Lightfoot, right? Because she's got Lollapalooza happening. It was this past 4 days. And the crowd pictures, oh my God. It's like people are smashed together in the biggest crowds. And so same thing with her. Yeah, we're going to have a mask mandate starting next week. Why? What is the point?
Yeah. Yeah. I could tell you, like, I was at a swim meet this weekend. Of course, you know, people, they still have like precautions and stuff at some of the swim meets, like in Texas and stuff. Like there's some people that choose to wear masks and then most people don't. But then on the way home from the swim meet, my daughter and I stopped at an outlet in San Marcos. I don't know if any of y'all know about the Tangier, whatever outlet in San Marcos. It is thebomb.com. Of course, we couldn't get in any of the stores because people were lined up to get into the stores. I mean, that's how crowded it was. It was so crowded, Mock. It was out of control. I've never seen an outlet so crowded. It's insane. It was wall to wall, like it's arm to arm. People were everywhere.
Why?
I think it's because of back to school. People really wanted to get clothes.
But do they
like
have, were they only allowing a certain number of people in at a time? Is that why?
Yeah. But I mean, still, it was like insanely crowded there. I mean, like the parking lot was, you couldn't even find spots to park. It was crazy. But I mean, I had to go because they had like a Prada there. They had a Gucci. They had all these like high end, you know, so I wasn't able to get into any of them because it was so. But we just wanted to walk around and see what was there and everything. We're like, this is kind of neat, you know, but so many people. So it made me think people are just, they're like over it. They're over it. They're like, screw you. We're going to do what we want to do. We're out and about. We're doing the things. Plus, I mean, it's an outdoor mall, right? Mm-hmm. So people are outdoors and they only have to go indoors for a certain amount of time. But I mean, it was an indication of people just being over it. They're over it. And
did they require masks in the stores?
Nope. No.
So, but they were social distancing or no?
No, I mean, they're letting certain number of people in and then, you know, that sort of thing. Okay. If it got really too crowded, but then had signs on the door that said, you know, like vaccinated people don't have to wear masks, that kind of a thing. How do you know? What are you doing? Are you checking? Nobody's checking papers. Like, you know, nobody cares. Nobody knows. So no one's wearing a mask unless, you know, there's like the one or two people that I saw walking around and had them on because they want to. Those are the people that really want to. So, you know, but people are just clamoring to get outside and do the things and be, you know, be back in society again, enjoying life, which I don't blame them, you know?
Yeah. No,
and so if we start
so sick of it.
Right. And if we start seeing lockdowns again, it's going to be ugly.
Well, Rochelle Walensky says they're looking into lockdowns, but also there won't be any lockdowns. So,
well, I mean,
don't look to the CDC for any explanations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Obama, by the way, is still full steam ahead, planning his 60th birthday party up at Martha's Vineyard for 500 guests, 200 staff to take care of those guests. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, COVID won't go there. They're rich, you guys. They're rich, mm-mm. You know, and COVID doesn't go near the rich people.
They are having Pearl Jam perform, which I thought was an interesting choice for the Obamas.
Really?
Your face.
What? You know what they should? They should have gotten even better. They should have gotten Nickelback. That would have been a much better choice for Obama, don't you think?
It was a surprising choice. I was like, that, yes. I mean, you know, Beyonce, I could see. Pearl Jam was not what I expected from the Obamas, yes. I have to say.
Kind of a whiny rock group. They're kind of whiny. Don't you think? I don't know. I think it's kind of fitting.
I've never been a fan, honestly.
Me neither.
So,
me neither.
Just not my thing.
Yeah.
Also, the Olympics. We should probably mention quickly that the U.S. women's soccer team has lost any chance of getting gold. They lost to Canada, like just now, I guess. And I can't feel bad for them. Like, I just can't. They have ruined the Olympics. This Raven Saunders, who's now doing this on the silver, you know, after winning silver to show the intersection of oppression.
What?
Oh my God. Give me a break. These whiny toddlers.
I thought maybe it was like, look at my armpits. Look at my armpit. Yeah. I don't really give two craps about the Olympics this year.
They've ruined it. Wokeism has ruined it.
I wish I could say that I actually gave a crap. The only thing I care about is like Katie Ledecky. That's it. Good for her.
I can't. She's awesome. I don't care about any of it. I should, because there's like great athletes who love their country, mm-hmm. but they don't get the attention. And it's right. because all of these ass clowns that keep on saying oppression. I'm here in Tokyo at the Olympics. I'm so oppressed.
I know.
I can't stand it. I can't yeah. stand it.
I know. I mean, it's so true. It's like, look at me, like going on this trip. Like I'm here and I'm enjoying all this like wonder of being an American here representing the greatest country on the planet, but Russian. Oh my God, shut up. I just can't, I know. I think of Olympics of yore and how awesome it used to be and how everybody right? should be unified and how, yeah. And when I was, you know, in the '80s, man, and when things were just awesome and you used to watch, you know, like
the 1984 men's gymnastics team. Am I
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And do you remember, like, you know, and I won't even bring up Carrie Strug because it's bringing up a whole conversation about, you know, she was, you know, that was a terrible time and blah. But okay, fine. I'll just like, I'll think about like the hockey team back in 81. Mm. Remember them beating the Russians? Remember that?
God.
Do you remember? I mean, it's like a whole movie. Like Kurt Russell played that. Kurt Russell. Like, you remember that? Like, we had a whole movie about that. What was the name of the movie you guys remember?
Miracle.
Thanks. I mean, that, like, oh my God, like that America, man. Like that is
I know.
What it's, I we know. Just, and now we look how far we've come from that. It's just so
just a bunch
now.
Of self-important, entitled, victimized yeah. brats.
Yeah, it's all,
we've got.
And it has nothing to do with team. It has everything to do with me. What a bunch of jerks. Yep. All a bunch of jerks.
They're absolutely awful. They're insufferable jerks, and they've ruined the Olympics.
Is
that what they wanted? Because how is this helpful?
Congratulations.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of Genucel.
Right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Fuck.
And they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff
right.
butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell. Plant spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the fluff.
And that is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their Genucel XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it. Because if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, lovegenucel.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You see, like, if you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't
the injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff better technology. So lovegenucel.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We should mention that Matt Damon is in trouble with like all kinds of people because he was he did an interview for some outlet. I don't even remember what. It doesn't matter.
This story
He's promoting a movie.
This story cracks me up. I can't.
I know.
Cannot.
So Matt Damon, in that interview, I don't know why, but he decided to tell a story about how he has always used the F word, the slur, the gay slur F word, just as part of his normal.
It rhymes with maggot.
Right. And so he used that in a joke. And his daughter, one of his daughters, I guess, wrote him what he calls a treatise. He said, she wrote me a full treatise on why that word is no longer acceptable. And I understood. And so about 6 months ago, I have removed it from my speech. And so I don't know why he told that story in the interview, but now there's all these other gay Hollywood celebrities and straight ones who are giving him a rash of crap because they cannot believe that it took him until just now to recognize that that's not an appropriate word to say. So some people are mad at him because it took this long. Other people are mad at him for telling the story to begin with and like trying to be relatable somehow. Everybody's mad at him. And I just think it's hilarious.
I think it's funny too. I know. I was wondering when Matt Damon was going to be canceled. You know? I was just, I was waiting. I was like, because he's starting to get really annoying, you know? He's a little overrated. I don't know. I always used to say there was like two camps. You had to be in like the Ben Affleck or the Matt Damon camp. But both of them were seriously overrated. Don't you think?
Yeah. And both really? Of them are losers in different ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they had their time. They had their time. Like they had their Goodwill Hunting and they did all their movies and they made a crap load of money. And you know what Obama says, at some point you've made enough money. And at it's like, point. Really, it's like you guys, mm-hmm. You guys really rode that wave when you really didn't have a whole lot going for you. You know, Good for you, boys. Again, America is a great place, you guys. It's the greatest place on the planet. Because look at Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. I mean, look at those two go. That's great. Wow.
Did you see that Gonzo is now gender variant?
What? What? The purple guy? The purple
yes.
guy?
From yes.
From the Muppets.
Yes. Gonzo.
What? Okay. First of all, I don't understand because there's a lot of this gender stuff. You need to explain to me what exactly gender variant means, like that as opposed means, to gender fluid. Is that gender fluid?
Well, it's a little different. I mean, that gender fluid is a form of gender variance. You will also hear the term gender non-conforming, gender non-binary. All of those terms are interchangeable.
So exhausted.
So Gonzo, so Disney Plus, I guess, still has like baby, I guess they have the baby Muppets or Muppet babies. So it's basically baby versions of all the Muppets that we know. And Gonzo is one of them, right? And so Gonzo, they were going to like a school dance and all the kids were saying to Gonzo, you have to dress in a tux or whatever. And he decided he wanted to wear a princess dress. And so he then wears the princess dress and then comes out as a person who wants to... who doesn't fit into like the typical mold and sometimes likes wearing dresses and all the other Muppets were like, you're so brave. So this is what we're doing now.
Seriously. That's what they're doing in front of a bunch of kids. Kids are watching this. This is the episode that kids are watching. That's brave. Yeah. That's brave.
Stunning and brave.
Stunning and brave to wear a dress. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh my God. This world.
You couldn't save Gonzo. You couldn't just leave Gonzo alone.
Leave him alone. Yeah. And why do we have Muppet babies? I mean, I'm still stuck on that. Like, why are we?
I don't know. Because they're the same, right? Like, they're just littler versions.
Right. Why couldn't we just leave freaking Muppets alone? You know?
Because they're timeless. You don't need baby versions.
Why? Yeah, exactly. I don't understand why. It's like a prequel to the Muppets. That's why are we doing that?
I don't know.
Jim Henson's probably like, what are you doing? What? Although his kids are probably like, cha-ching.
Right.
Make them all gender fluid. We don't care. Whatever. I'm buying a new house. Yeah, that's how they feel. Gonzo.
What was the Gonzo song from the album, like the iconic Muppet movie album?
Oh, I
loved the Gonzo song.
That was my eighth birthday. that, I mean, my eighth birthday centered complete, was it my eighth or my ninth? One of those birthdays centered completely around the Muppet movie. We went to the movie, I had a Kermit cake. Everything was like Kermit. It was like Kermit-a-palooza, you know, it was crazy. I don't know. There was a Gonzo song.
We'll there was a Gonzo song and I loved it. I just don't remember what it was, but I loved it.
But I gotta tell you, if Gonzo's gender fluid, then Fozzie must be gay.
Don't give them any ideas.
You know? I'm just saying. I mean, you know I'm right about that, right?
Right. Oh my gosh. I do have talks. So there's this woman that does stories from, she's a flight attendant. So she tells stories that of passengers that have been weird in the air. So this one just amazing.
Tales from the skies. Let's go. Which country are we flying over right now? Ma'am, we're going from LA to New York.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. The cities are both in the United States. So we're flying over the United States. Oh
my God.
I mean,
oh my God.
You know it's true. You know. You know it's true.
Oh yeah, because when we've seen some other videos of people who are just so incredibly dumb. I mean, you were showing us one last week of like college students.
That's right. Probably, the one that was like, a decade?
Yeah, it was probably a college student that asked for that. God help us.
Okay, so this one's one that you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, because this guy, there's a guy that videotapes him asking his Gen X dad questions. And Gen X is, of course, our generation, the best generation ever.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But I don't know if you know this about our generation, but we tend to cuss a lot. So this man is representative of our generation, and he's so grumpy. You're going to love him. But again, hide your kids, hide your wife if you can't deal with the cussing. Here we go.
Do you ever wonder what a Gen X thinks? Welcome to Gen X Talks. And Dad?
I don't even care. Go the fuck away.
Why?
Because you're out here just to do the same shit you always do. You're going to fucking ask me some stupid question, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or you saw some current event on Google, and now I got to fucking answer or make a comment on it.
Yeah.
That's stupid. It's fucking dumb. You do the same thing every time. All your stupid questions on TikTok are the same. It's fucking redundant.
What? You think I'm beating off to a dead horse?
What did you just say?
What? It was just a metaphor, like killing a bird with two stones.
No, you fucking idiot. It's beating a dead horse, you dumb shit. It's killing two birds with one stone. You're fucking with me right now. You better be. I swear to fucking God, if you're this fucking dumb, I'm gonna lose my shit. Don't give me that fucking dumb look. I got brain cells frying right now thinking that you're my son. Just get the fuck out of here with your stupid shit. Now.
Oh,
walk the fuck away.
Just a metaphor, Dad.
Out!
Oh my God.
I love him. I love him.
Oh my God, he's so grouchy. I love him too. We would totally be friends. We would be friends.
Right? I totally want to hang out with him all the time. Those are your talks for today.
You guys, those are some good talks, Mock. Love them. Okay, so it's Monday. Everybody, get rid of your case of the Mondays. Try to make it count today. Have a fantastic day.
This.
Let's bring it in. Let's all bring it in.
Oh my God! I'm stretching so hard right now.
Oh, me too.
That's such a good stretch.
You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Inflation is going to stick around for years, and we're renaming Asian carp and gypsy moth so people don't get offended. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news and plenty of laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.